Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he set them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, Take nothing for your journey, save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in your purse, but be shod with sandals, and not put on two coats. And he said unto them, Into whatever house ye enter, there abide, and thence depart. And whoever will not receive you, when ye depart out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere.
于是，耶稣叫起了12个门徒，赐予他们能力、权力，来制服人间的一切恶魔，医治各种各样的疾病。耶稣差遣他们去传扬神国的道，来医病救人。耶稣对他们说："你们行路，除了一根拐杖以外，什么都不要带，也不要带口袋，也不要带吃食。"兜子里面也不要装很多钱，就穿着鞋，也不要多穿2件以上的外衣。耶稣又对他们说，无论进哪一家，就住进去，然后在下一家再落脚。凡不接待你们的，你们离开那城的时候，就要把脚上的尘土跺下去，对他们做见证。他们之后就出去了。走遍各城，到处传福音、治病。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样趣味型互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第22讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time, I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And then, Sister Ingrid will help me conducting deep learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 22 lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, firstly, it's still my today's short personal study summary. It's just a short section, also easy for understanding. Jesus called his 12 closest followers, the disciples, and gave them supernatural power to drive out the demons and heal every kind of sickness. Then he sent them out to tell people about God's kingdoms and to heal the sick. Everywhere. Jesus told them to travel light. Don't bring extra stuff, money, or clothes. Instead, they should stay in the first house that will come. Them also leave the old is hospitality. If a town refused to listen or help them, they were to leave and shake the dust off their feet as a symbol that the town had rejected God's message. So the disciples went through village, preaching good news and healing people all along this way. Now let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Hello, everybody. This mission of the 12 apostles was really interesting. First, they got power to help others by healing them and driving out demons, but the mission was a spiritual training for them too. They had to learn to live only by God's grace and dependence.
大家好啊！12使徒的使命非常有趣。 首先，他们获得了帮助他人的力量，治愈他们，并驱除了恶魔。但这项使命对他们来说也是一次精神上的训练，他们必须学会仅依靠上帝的恩典来生存。
They had to confide that there will come somebody who supplies their material needs, or that God does a miracle to fulfill them, as in the scene when they found a koi in the mouth of the fish, or where Israel was in the desert, they walked and their clothes did not fade away.
他们必须相信会有人来满足他们的物质需求，或者上帝会创造奇迹来满足他们的需求，就像他们在鱼嘴里发现一枚硬币的场景，或者像以色列人在沙漠中行走时，他们的衣服没有褪色。
Often, when we do things in the name of the Lord for others, we learn about the character of God and the life with Jesus too.
通常来讲，当我们奉主的名为他做事的时候，我们也会了解上帝的品格以及耶稣一起生活的关系。
Another outstanding point to me is that Jesus does not discriminate. Judas Iscariot, who was identified by Jesus as a betrayer, has got the same powers as all the other disciples. At the end, it was himself who refused these powers.
对我来说，另一个突出的要点是，耶稣不歧视任何人。被耶稣定义为背叛的加利利人犹大，拥有与其他门徒相同的权利，但最终是他自己拒绝并放弃了这个权利。
The next point to consider is that these powers did not end with the death and the resurrection of Jesus. When we go to the book of Acts, the apostles still have these powers.
接下来要考虑的一点是，这些能力并没有随着耶稣的死亡和复活而终止。当我们读《使徒行传》的时候，我们发现使徒们仍然拥有这些能力。OK，based on above Bible study content, now let me answer some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have become just the new Christians. The first one, Shrestha, what special authority did Jesus give to his 12 disciples? 耶稣赐给12个门徒什么特殊的权利呢？
He gave them power and authority over all evils and to cure diseases.
他赐予他们能力和权力，与战胜一切美国的能力。也能最终治愈人间的各种疾病。Second one, Shrestha, did Jesus mean should sign the disciples out two by two? 为什么耶稣可能会让门徒们两人一组出去呢？
In this text, we do not learn if he sends them out two by two. When he sends out the 70 disciples later, he sent them out two by two.
在这段经文中，我们不知道他是否差遣门徒两两的一起出去。后来，当他差遣70个以上的门徒的时候，确实是两个两个单独的差遣他们出去办事。Next issue: Where were the disciples supposed to preach on their journey? 门徒在旅行中要传讲什么样的信息呢？
He sent them to preach the kingdom of God.
他差遣他们去传扬神的国。Next one, sister. Therefore, what instructions did Jesus give about what to pack for their trip? 耶稣关于旅程要带给什么样的指示呢？
They should not take anything with them on their journey.
这些人在旅行当中不应该携带任何东西。Next one. Therefore, sister, why were they told to stay in one house rather than move around? 为什么这些人被吩咐住在同一间房子里，而不是到处换地方呢？
When somebody preaches the kingdom of God, it is not the ministry for one day.
当有人传讲神的国度的时候，这不是一天能干完的事儿。
Jesus himself stayed in the town of the Samaritans various days until all have understood the message of the kingdom of God.
耶稣本人在撒玛利亚的城里也待了好几天，直到所有人都明白了上帝王国的信息。
Preaching the gospel takes time, and one should not leave before the person has all understood.
传福音需要时间，所以在人们还没有理解之前，就不应该提前离开。Next issue, Cecilia. What does shaking dust off their feet a symbol like? 抖落脚上的尘土又象征了什么样的意思呢？
Shaking the dust from the feet means you don't want to have anything in common with that place. You would like to be as you had never been there.
剁掉脚上的尘土，意思是你不想和那个地方有任何共同之处，你想象着你从未去过那里一样。Next issue. How do you think traveling light help the disciples focus on their mission? 你认为轻装上阵如何帮助门徒专注于他们自身的使命呢？
Traveling light helps to focus on God. They had to pray that God provides everything and that all their earthly needs are supplied.
轻装旅行有助于专注于上帝，他们必须祈祷，祈求上帝来供应一切，满足他们一切世间的需求。
Jesus preached before, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and you will get all other things added.
耶稣以前讲到，先求神的国和他的义。你们就必然会得到一切你们想要的东西。
With this instruction to travel without anything, they could prove if they understood the lesson of seeking God first.
有了这一指示，他们可以空手而行，证明他们是否理解首先寻求上帝的教诲。Next issue。What are this passage teaching about trusting God versus relying on money and supplies? 今天的这段内容怎样教导我们靠信仰，而是不靠金钱与物资？
They gave up a part of their independence. It is a challenge for us too. Do we believe in our education and strengths, or do we think on Jesus when we ask for daily supply?
他们放弃了一部分独立性，这对我们来说也是一个挑战。我们是相信自己的教育是一种力量，还是在祈求每日所需时想到了耶稣呢？Next one, therefore, sister, can you just image a modern example of preaching the kingdom of God and healing the sick? 姐姐，你是否能举出一些传讲神的国度和医病救人的例子呢？
I had in the south of Germany two friends who tried it. They traveled 1 month in the area there around and took nothing with them.
我在德国南部有两个朋友曾经尝试过，他们在当地旅行了1个月，却什么也没带。
They were preaching the gospel and they got everything they needed. If I remember right, they took their sleeping bags with them, but nothing more. When they came back, they told that it was amazing.
他们当时正在传播福音，所需的一切都得到了满足。如果我没记错的话，他们带了睡袋，其他什么东西都没带。后来他们说，那场旅行实在是太完美了。
At lunchtime today, we talked about many years ago when I was sick and God healed me. The lady who was sitting with us told her sister was already deaf and her de heartbeat stopped, but she arose again from death.
在午餐的时候，我和另一个人聊起我生病时被上帝治愈的事，和我们一起吃饭的那位女士告诉我， 他的姐姐当时已经去世了，心跳停止，但最终他又从死亡中复活。That's so amazing from sister teaching. Therefore, today's last question. How would you feel if you were sent out to help people with just the clothes on your bike? 如果你让仅带着衣裳就出去帮助别人，你会有什么样的感受呢？
Like a Girl Scout, when I was in the Girl Scouts group, we took only the essential things with us, but we had an intense times of prayer, and a lot of children we had in our group opened their heart for Jesus.
就像女童子军的旅行一样，当年我加入了女童子军的时候，我们这些孩子只带了必需用品，但是我们经常虔诚的祷告，小组里很多孩子都会敞开心扉，最后接受了耶稣。
Material things are often a lot of baggage on the way to heaven.
物质的东西常常是通往天堂路上的沉重负担。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年8月份快乐，我们下期再会。